Welcome to the Store Builders Podcast, the place where we talk to industry experts and successful store owners about what it takes to build a thriving e-commerce business. Every episode, we deliver the raw, unfiltered recommendations that will catapult your store to new heights. Ready to get serious about expanding your e-commerce empire? Well, then let's get to work.
I'm your host, Ryan Cowden, and this week we're joined once again by Chris Lemma. On this episode of the Store Builders Podcast, Chris and I discuss Glue.io, that's G-L-E-W, and what it can do for your online store. We're currently living in the age of analytics. It's easier than ever to find data about who is shopping at your store and the kind of activity occurring on your site. While the quantity of data is increasing, the quality of analysis sometimes lags behind. That's why we recommend Glue. This powerful tool allows you to analyze your data in a variety of ways, giving you the information you need to make informed decisions about your site. On this episode, you'll hear who is Glue, why store builders need to know more about the service, what it can deliver to merchants, and why it's worth the investment. If you're looking for ways to be smarter about your data, then this is one episode you won't want to miss. There's a lot of actionable advice in this episode, so grab something to write with because you're going to want to take notes. As always, I'll be back on the other side to wrap up any loose ends. So without any further ado, here's my conversation with Chris Lemma.
Chris, welcome back to the podcast. Great to see you again.
It's good to see you.
Today we're talking about Glue, and that is G-L-E-W. So let's start off by talking about what is Glue? What do they do?
So analytics and reporting is the kind of the category that you would think about when you talk about Glue. You can find it at glue.io. One of my favorite all-time products in the e-commerce space, period, bar none. It is a little bit misleading to talk about it as reporting or analytics because of what we've come to expect from reporting and analytics solutions in the e-commerce space. Everybody can tell you, this is how much revenue you made last week, and this is how much revenue you made this week, and this is how the difference between last week and this week, or this week to last year this week. And everyone can tell you the order counts, right? So when you're talking about your everyday analytics and reporting, there's a lot of stuff out there. This is in a whole nother class of product. It is more like they took analytics and reporting, the guys behind it, they took analytics and reporting and said, how would we craft a solution if we wanted to turn it into an unlimited number of virtual assistants who are helping you run your store? Hmm. Well, okay, that's a whole different ballgame, yeah. Right? And that's why I think store builders need to know about it, right? Because man, it makes, as a store builder, it makes my life a lot easier. For the merchant, it changes the game for them. And so you're like, okay, we should talk about this.
Right. Okay. So can you give us more of a sense of like how it works? Like how do they really, like what are they doing? Or are they presenting it to you? Or are you kind of, is it kind of self-use on your end? Like,
yep. So what Glue does is for the merchant's going to go in, or the store builder can do it for the merchant. You're going to go in and you're going to connect several data sources, right? So you're going to connect your Google Analytics, and you're going to connect maybe your payment gateway, and you're going to connect your newsletter or email player. You're going to connect your Facebook ads. You're going to connect all these pieces of all these data sources. And then what it's going to do is it's going to create a data model, right? A multidimensional cube of data. It's going to suck in everything. It's going to correlate and connect dots on everything. And then it's going to look and take kind of slices over time so that you understand the nature of who's buying, what they're buying, when they're buying, how they're buying, what they should buy next, et cetera. So we talked in an earlier episode about segmentation, right? Mm-hmm. Glue does 24 different segments automatically.
Wow.
So you connect it to your e-commerce platform, right? We use this at Nexus for our WooCommerce, for our standard and above, our WooCommerce stores. We connect WooCommerce to Glue, and customers get a login right? It's automatically enabled for them, and they get a login and they go in, and it will take all that historical data and it'll automatically go, boom, here's 24 different segments. And you're like, are you kidding me? You're going to tell me without me doing any homework at all, you're going to tell me who are my high value shoppers, who are my VIP shoppers, who are my, those people that use coupons all the time, the savers, who are they, who are first time buyers, who are second time buyers? You're going to tell me all that? They go, yeah. And let's say you're using MailChimp, right? You can click here and import this segment directly in as a segment into your MailChimp system so that you can write an email to them directly. And by the way, as they change over here, right? So the first time buyer makes a second purchase. Now he moves in the second one and is no longer in the first. It will move them in your segments here, but it'll also move them in your segments in MailChimp, right? You know, this is insane, right? Like I said, you'd have a virtual assistant do, like make sure that when they get on there, take them off this list and put them on this list. And it's like, no, we took care of that.
Okay.
And you're like, oh, but also I want you to track the sales of my products, not just track the people who are making orders, track the products that are being ordered. And you go, okay, but what are they going to do with that? You go, well, what they can do is they can look at, in fact, they do, they look at the distance between purchases of a product across all your products.
Mm-hmm.
And then they create the standard deviation, they create the average, and they say, okay, on average, this category of products, right, across this group, products are normally bought every 26 days. But this product, right, in terms of growth, they call it period over period growth, right? So you're looking at, well, how often are these bought? And you say, well, the average distance is this, or the amount of growth in sales, right? Because it's inching up. This product's becoming more and more popular. You see it at an incline of a certain level. And so let's say that period over period growth for most of your products is 2%. And then it finds that you have two products that are viral, meaning their period over period growth is 100% growth, meaning they are massively growing at a faster rate. They're selling faster than anything else. It does all that math for you, right? I mean, like you could hire someone to pull all the orders and all the products being ordered on what date they were ordered into spreadsheets and then calculate this stuff and come back and say, hey, 6 months ago, I just want you to know we had a hot product. But 6 months ago is useless, right? What you want is someone to tell you, hey, heads up, in the last 5 days or in the last 2 weeks, this has become really hot, because that's when you want to act on it, right? Mm-hmm. So they not only segment your customers, they segment your products, right? You can tie in profitability, right? Cost of goods sold. You can tie in the COGS, and then the delta between your price point and what was sold tells you your profit margin, right? And then mm-hmm. they can look at all the sales of all the products and tell you which products are the most profitable that are selling. So when you want to do an add-on, wouldn't you want to do an add-on, like an upsell to a highly profitable project? Of course you would, right? So it gives you that guidance. But they're also looking at every person who has bought, what else went in that cart at the same time, and therefore every other person who bought one of those items but didn't put the other things. So now they can tell you these, for every single person in your CRM, right? In your e-commerce CRM, they'll tell you, this is what you should offer them next.
Right. Right.
And you're like, this is crazy.
It's great. Yeah. You've mentioned so much, but like, what's the main value add just on the store building side? Like, what does this give you?
This is at the core, we talk about this a lot where I go, what is your job as a store builder? Yeah. What is your job? It's not writing code, right? Yes, you're going to write code, but the main thing that is going to make you a success with that merchant is helping them grow, which normally growth is a function of either volume of orders or total revenue, right? And Glue is going to help you on both fronts, both volume of orders and revenue. It brings a wealth of tools to help you, right? We talked about in our earlier segment, we were talking about segmentation and how you follow up with people.
Mm-hmm.
Glue will look at every repeat order in the system. Every time a person has come back and ordered a second time or a third, and then it measures what's the rate or the delta between those orders, right? So you might look at an interval that says on average, and that's always unique to every store, but you might say on average in my store, people make a purchase every 90 days, which means that after they make a purchase, you have 75, 80 days, you're good. But at the 75-day mark, you might want to email them. If you cross 90, now you're into another piece. Well, they monitor and track all of that. So they will tell you whether you are totally active, whether you are at risk, or whether you have lapsed. They will segment all your customers that way automatically and tell you, oh, okay. So I can go in and say, show me all my VIPs who are at risk. Give me that list. Now let me go send them something and get them to come and buy, right?
Right.
So store builders ought to know this, because often what's happening is we're getting asked to do some of these things, and we're sometimes thinking, I'm going to have to go build a system. I'm going to have to collect this data. Then I'm going to have to put it in this thing. I'm going to have to write this query. I'm going to have to create this spreadsheet. And you're like, no, I just have to introduce them to Glue.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We talk about Facebook ads. They will do a return on ad spend, meaning they will, if you integrate with Facebook, they will check to see how much you spent on that ad. That ad brought traffic. That traffic decided to buy. They'll connect the dots on the purchase. If you have the cost of goods in place, they'll even look at the margin. They'll look at the margin and how much revenue you made off the ad you spent, connect those dots and say, these ads for these products are better than these other ads for these other products. And you're like, I just have to make sure that you know that Glue exists, and I have to make sure that we connect up all the dots so it can do the work. But it's like hiring 10 or 15 people to work on the store, right? And every store builder is like, I have too much to do. I have too much to do. Imagine not having to do any of it. Imagine just saying, nope, I'm going to go partner with and introduce this, you know, this product and connect the dots so that it can do it for you.
Right. Right. So this sounds like one of those scenarios where like this should be an easy sell to your store merchant, but it might not be. So what's your, I mean, because it's going to be an expense. So what's your,
there is an expense. So if you're making under $1 million a year in revenue, it costs about $200 a month. And if you're making, you know, I mean, honest to God, if you're even making $100,000 a year, think about that, right? $100,000 a year, or let's just make it easy, $120,000 a year means you're making $10K a month in revenue. Would you spend $200 a month of your $10K to drive growth? Yeah, it's a no-brainer, right?
Yeah.
So I get it if you're only making $500 a month, right? I mean, that's not a lot of money. So if your store is under $6K a year, yeah, this is not for you, right? But if you're in the $20K, $50K, $120K a year, this is, in my world, this is a no-brainer, right? Now, again, if you're in the business of selling high value products, meaning like I sell a pool and a pool costs me $50,000. So yeah, I make $200,000 or $300,000, but I only sell two or three a year. You're not going to have enough data to make this interesting. Like you can do every calculation you want because you only had three orders a year. So this isn't for that, right? But if you have volume and things are already falling through the cracks because you're not paying attention to every bit of data and you're not connecting the dots and you're not figuring out what to do next and you're not segmenting, then this is a no-brainer.
Right.
And of course, it gets more expensive as you generate more revenue in your store. But in every case, right, the value multiplier on the product is so high that hey, if you're making money, this is a no-brainer.
Right. It sounds like a big selling point is the quality, because I like a lot of sites are now offering just like free like quote unquote analytics, but it's not a helpful measure of what's going on. So
when we talk about analytics, you have straight data capture, right? And there's a lot of solutions that will just capture data. So when you think about a straight data capture, you have how many orders did I sell last week? That's first order data. It's just the data. It's go get a count of orders. But if I want to get derivative data, I might want to say, at what rate is my order volume growing on a weekly basis? Now I'm not looking at the first order data. I'm looking at a derivative of that data by measuring the change over time. So that's like the difference between speed and acceleration, right? One is a derivative of the other because you have to do another calculation and you're getting more abstract, right?
Mm-hmm.
Acceleration is going to be different than speed. then you go, okay, what if I want to get another derivative, right? And you go, whoa, hold on a second. So you go, okay, I have order volume. Then I have growth of that order. And I have that even by, say, product category or whatever. And then I go, okay, but now I want to take it further. Take the ads that were coming into those orders and the investment I made on the ad compared to the revenue I made on the products. And now look at which of my channels or which of my ads or which of my whatever is generating more profit. Oh my God, you just jumped two more levels of abstraction, two more derivatives of data. That's where most products fall off. You want to talk about first order data. There's a ton of products that do first order data. You start asking about second order data, third order data, fourth order data. And now you're getting into complexities where people are like, well, that's going to be a hard one. That's a hard nut to crack. And that's where Glue steps in and says, I already did it. Like, yeah. This is what we do, right? So there are a lot of companies that are like, ooh, we're getting involved in data science. We're bringing in a data scientist to help. And you're like, yeah, I don't want you to learn first time on the job, right? It's why, again, if you're a store builder, when someone asks you for that kind of stuff and you think I'm going to build it, I'm one of those guys like, no, I don't want to build. I don't want to be the guy who builds that the first time over. And by the way, gets parts of it wrong, miscalculates stuff, has to go back and correct it. I just want to go and connect you up to people who do this for a living and have done it over and over again for, thousands and thousands of stores. And you go, okay, just show me what I need to know. Right. And I go, yeah, I know how to calculate period over period growth. I know how to, calculate return on ad spend. I know how to do this and present it to you in a way that helps you make a decision, right? Because that's what's going to happen.
Right.
If I'm spending a bunch of money on ads that don't deliver a value, I'm going to turn that spigot off and I'm going to save myself money. Or I'm going to turn it and push more money into the ad that is working, right? Or I'm going to do an email campaign for a viral product that's already viral because they're showing me period over period growth is dramatic for this product. Well, double down. Let's get everybody to buy the product. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's really kind of making a shift to having more data-driven decision-making. Like that's key. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, Chris, that was great. Thank you so much for sharing this with us.
Awesome. Take care.
Thanks.
All right, folks, there you have it. That wraps up my conversation with Chris Lemma. He shared a ton of valuable insights and advice today about Glue and how they can help you analyze your data. We also shared some tools and resources, which will all be linked up in the show notes. I hope you enjoyed our conversation. Please consider subscribing, sharing with a friend, or leaving us a review in your favorite podcast directory. Until next time, best of luck in all that you do, and we'll look forward to seeing you on the next episode of the Store Builders Podcast.